Verse 28, God knows how thick we are. A false witness shall perish, but the man that hears shall speak so as to endure. Again, the threat that comes if you get into a pattern of being a false witness and lying, you will inevitably perish. You see this repeated emphasis upon lying. And I thought it would encourage you. I'm trying to see what we can do to get this little Hymns for Children by Isaac Watts reprinted. Marvelous little book with hymns on many of the subjects in Proverbs. Listen to the one against lying. Oh, 'tis a lovely thing for youth to walk betimes in wisdom's way, to fear a lie, to speak the truth, that we may trust to all they say. But liars we can never trust, though they should speak the things that's true. And he that does one fault at first and lies to hide it makes it two. Have we not known, nor heard, nor read how God abhors deceit and wrong? How Ananias was struck dead, caught with a lie upon his tongue? So did his wife Sapphira die, when she came in and grew so bold as to confirm the wicked lie that just before her husband told. The Lord delights in them that speak the words of truth, but every liar must have his portion in the lake that burns with brimstone and with fire. Then let me always watch my lips, lest I be stuck to death and hell, since God a book of reckoning keeps for every lie that children tell. Encouragement, warning, threat, it's all there. A wonderful distillation of the whole emphasis in the book of Proverbs.